Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody, coast to coast, This Week in America. Glacier Highway by Donna V. Badd is the inspirational tale of a military veteran and Homeland Security agent as fate brings them together to take down a human trafficking ring and potentially find a happily ever after in the process. Glacier House is Donna's sequel to Glacier Highway, a Christian-based story that touches on the issue of domestic violence. Donna retired from her mental health counseling practice in 2021, lives in Idaho, 10 grandchildren, 7 great-grandchildren. She reports the most important thing in her life is her faith, saying it has gotten her through some pretty tough times and made the good times better. It helps her look forward to seeing her husband in heaven when she gets there. Donna Batt, author of the critically acclaimed Christian romantic thriller Glacier Highway and the sequel Glacier House, is our guest on This Week in America. Donna, welcome to the program. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks, Rick. Nice to be here.
Two very important books. Let's start with the first, Glacier Highway. Tell me about the motivation, the inspiration to tell this story and to write this book.
Well, I think probably human trafficking has been around a long time, but we haven't talked about it much. And I think, of course, now with The Voice of Freedom, the movie that came out, now people are talking about it a lot. But when I wrote the book, there wasn't much about it. And I just felt part of me wanted to inform people, first of all, to be careful, but also to understand what really is happening and how to kind of look out for it. And then also part of the book talks about some of the victims and what they're thinking and their experience. It was a fun book to write.
Well, yeah, and it's so, again, I say it's a very important book, and you do such an excellent job of doing a presentation, and you bring us into the story to help us better understand the problem with human trafficking. Talk about putting this book together, putting this story together, and what that was like for you to make it accurate, make it emotional, and to capture our attention. And for some people, maybe it's the first time they're really understanding this story.
Okay. Well, I can't say that it was difficult because for a long time, when I try to go to sleep, I weave stories in my mind to help me sleep. And so I had weaved this story in my mind for months. And so when I finally decided to sit down and write it, it just came. I prayed before I did it, and then it just came. And it was real easy to write because I was right there. I was right with the people. I was seeing them when I was writing it.
I was going to say, it's interesting. So you were doing basically a visualization of this story before you put it down on paper.
Yes, I did.
Which leads me to, I guess, the obvious question. You see it in your mind. I'm seeing it as I'm reading the story because that really comes through, the fact that this is a very visual story that you're telling. This would make a great TV series, a great motion picture. Has there been talk about doing something from that standpoint?
Actually, there's a screenplay in the works right now. It's been written. It's in the correction stage, and then it will be presented.
Well, I hope that happens. And the book is so well done. This is Donna Batt, B-A-T-T. The book is Glacier Highway. Her website is donnabattbooks.com. And we'll give you all this information as we go through the conversation. And it's on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Book available at Amazon, wherever books are sold. The setting is Glacier Park. Talk about that, why you chose that location.
Well, I went to high school in Kalispell, Montana, and Glacier Park is one of the prettiest places in the country, I think. As much as I've traveled, it's beautiful. And it just seemed appropriate that it would be a nice place to present a story. And Whitefish, which is the town they're from, actually sits right at the gateway to Glacier Park.
And for some of us who've never been there, we almost feel like we've been there by reading the description and everything that takes place in Glacier Highway. That's one of two books by Donna Batt, our guest on the program, the sequel, Glacier House. We're talking now about Glacier Highway. When you approach a topic like this that will make some people uncomfortable, is that part of the process as you're telling the story, or do you just realize the story is so much bigger than that? I really need to get this message out there. How do you deal with that some people may feel uncomfortable reading the story?
Well, I think it needs to be out there, so people need to read it. But I think I was pretty soft in how I presented it. I mean, I don't know if you've read other books or saw like The Voice of Freedom or anything, or Sound of Freedom or anything like that, but they get really into the nitty gritty and I don't go into a lot of the details. You know, I let you know what's going on, but I don't want to offend anyone. But you kind of offend them anyhow because it's a tough subject and people don't want to look at it.
Yes.
But I tried to make it so that it wasn't too difficult to read, so people would continue reading and continuing understanding the problem, so they wouldn't put it down because it was too graphic.
And it's not.
We can be vicariously traumatized by things, and I didn't want to traumatize anybody by doing it that way.
Well, it's a gentle, if there is such a thing, telling the story, the uncomfortableness we can deal with because we're caught up in the story. We have an interest in all of the characters that you develop so well, and we follow it along. It's not a documentary. It's a story that will bring you in and show you this world, but do it in a way that you follow the story, you follow the characters, you have a better understanding. When people talk about human trafficking, the book is Glacier Highway by Donna Batt, B-A-T-T, the author, our guest on the program. Is that what makes your book unique? It is different than others out there. In reading reviews, you get that impression. It's the presentation is different. Is that what makes it unique?
I think so. Part of it, I think, with my mental health background,
yes.
I was able to go in, you know, do the mental health aspect of it, of the emotional. And then the fact that I tried to bring in some of the stories of the victims, I think kind of makes it unique that way. And then, of course, I threw a dog in, so that always makes it fun.
Oh, yes, yes. And I love the cover of the book as well. The book, the first one is Glacier Highway, Glacier House, the two books we're talking about in the program today. What kind of feedback are you getting for Glacier Highway? I'm reading some of the reviews online with the publishers, and they're all rave reviews. What kind of input are you getting from readers?
I think a lot of the input was the fact that they didn't know about human trafficking. That's probably the first one that comes up over and over and over. And then the rest of it, people like the glacier setting, and just people have been very kind about it.
Well, you do an introduction for a lot of people, I'm sure, to human trafficking. Talk about the characters, the main characters in the book, Jen and Zach. And again, this is presented through their eyes, what they see, what they're attempting to do. Talk about character development, because you do an excellent job in bringing life to these people, feelings, emotions to these people.
Okay, well, Jen is one of the main characters, and she was in the military and did computer stuff and observations and that kind of thing. And she was injured, and her best friend, who was the dog, who has the dog, he was killed. And so the dog was retired and she was retired. And so she moved back to a hometown. And so she's one of the main characters. And then the other one, Zach, was in the military, but decided to get out because he wanted to be closer to his family, went into Homeland Security. And so he has moved to Homeland Security in Whitefish, Montana. And so they kind of then meet unexpectedly because she's attacked by some people. And so he meets her that way, and then it kind of develops from there.
And it's interesting, they share a faith in God. Talk about that aspect of it, too. That really gives them a common bond right from the beginning, doesn't it?
It does. Well, and I think as a person of faith, I think that's true of anyone. I have lots of friends. Some know the Lord and some don't. But the ones that know the Lord, the ones that walk with him, it's just different. The relationship is deeper and a better understanding and more forgiveness, and just, you know, I just think it affects all of our lives. And so when we meet somebody that has faith, you just automatically feel connected.
And they do. And I won't ask you any more about the book. We'll let people read the book and enjoy the story. I'll take you up to the edge of spoiler alert, and then we'll stop and have people go buy the book. That book is Glacier Highway by Donna V. Batt. That's B-A-T-T, B as in boy. And her website, DonnaBattBooks.com. Information on both books there. The book available, all of them at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, the usual places. The sequel is Glacier House. Talk about how you decided to do a sequel and choosing a topic for that sequel.
Well, I realized as I was writing the first book that the victims of human trafficking, even if they're saved, even if they catch the bad guys and they save, the trauma is not over. And I certainly have experienced that with the mental health work that I do. Bad things can happen and it might be over, but the trauma is still there. And so one of the main characters in Glacier House is the brother of Zach, the Homeland Security, and he helps them go in when they break up this ring of where they have people fighting, boys fighting each other almost to the point of death, and people betting on it and rooting for it. And they go in and he finds this young man so broken, and he realizes how awful it is and how sad it is and the importance of helping people come back from that. And so his dream is becomes Glacier House, where he takes an old school building and tries to make it a place where victims can come and they can learn social skills, which they don't have when you're a victim, when you're, you know, a slave type thing. You don't go to school. You don't have any of that. And so he wants to bring social skills and education skills and work skills and that kind of thing to the people that are victims. So it's kind of his story of bringing restoration back to the victims.
Is that sort of the second part of the equation? We hear about domestic violence. The first thing we think about is getting them out of that situation. And I'm understanding what you're saying there, that's really not where it ends, is it? They carry that scar with them, and they really need help getting out of that situation and attempting to adjust again to real life.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I bring in this book, I bring in a little bit of other people's side stories of domestic violence and that kind of thing.
Yes.
Just because of that, to show that it scars you. It isn't something that you just get over. It's something that you have to deal with lifelong and healing from it.
And something that Jack and Trish know, and they're trying to work from that aspect as well. It's in the second book, Glacier House, by Donna Batt. How is the second book different from the first? What are the differences?
Because I think the first one was kind of adventurous, a little more adventurous in some ways. And the second one was more focused around just the restoration. I mean, you know, focused more around day-to-day life. And there's a few little twists and turns, but it's not so much of the adventure kind of thing.
The book is available, both books available on Donna's website, donnabattbooks.com. Talk about what you bring to your writing, the years that you spent as a health counselor. Talk about that, and then being able to help people through difficult circumstances and hopefully in many cases be able to see them blossom into something else, become almost a different person and getting some happiness back in their lives. What was that experience like for you?
I think that the reason that I worked in mental health with my private practice for so long was just because of that. People would come in broken or feel broken anyhow, and they would come in and they would be hopeless and helpless, whether it was a bad marriage or a bad experience or whatever. And as you work with them, you start to see the light come on and you start to see hope. And then you start to see them building skills to make their life better. And it's such a privilege to walk with people through that adventure. And I wanted to kind of bring that into the book because it's amazing to see people come in the first time they come in, and then, you know, as they're getting ready to leave for the last time, and they shine and their eyes are happy, and they just, it's a wonderful experience to be part of it.
That has to be a gift to be able to see someone at probably the lowest they've been in their lives and probably the lowest they will ever be. You're there offering a lifeline and turning their life around. That takes a special person, doesn't it, to be a special gift to be able to deal in those situations and to help people turn their lives around.
Well, I don't know if I'm special, but I do know that just hearing the people, being willing to be there and listen and hear and walk with them, it's huge. And it was more of a blessing to me probably than to them. It's such a privilege to walk with people as they go through this dark stuff.
Being able to listen, being able to help, and being able to fully understand their stories. That's not just a client that comes in. These people are not just characters in a book. We feel attached to them. They are real people dealing with real problems. Does that really help you as an author, that experience of being able to listen to help these people and understand their circumstances, and they are real people? Has that helped you as an author?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, I think the characters are based on real life, not any one person, but on real life and the experiences that I've had with the people I work with.
What are you working on now? I'm sure you've got another book, hopefully, that you're ready to ready to publish and talk about.
I do. I'm working on Glacier Retreat, which is kind of these characters are in the background, but it goes kind of in a whole different direction.
Ooh, now how much longer do you have with that? Are you close to maybe getting it published?
No, I'm in the middle. I'm about a fourth of the way through the writing. I just need to sit down and just write because it's all in my head. It's just a matter of typing it out and getting it on paper.
Well, you're going to have to take more naps during the day so you can think of this as you go to sleep, so you can sort of capture the story. That's an excuse to take a nap. And what are you taking a nap?
That's
it's 3
right.
o'clock. I'm working on my next book. Leave me alone. See, that's the excuse.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely
the excuse for
great
nap
excuse.
Time. And if I thought I could get away with it, I would try that. But my wife knows better, so I'd never be able to pull that off. What has this been like?
I'm not going to believe you.
No, not in my case. What's this been like for you, having these books published and taking these topics? In the back of the second book, Glacier House, you've got resources there, so it's not just telling a story, book's done. You will leave us all with something that we can think about, follow up if we need to, or know somebody that needs those resources. What's this like? It's almost a continuation of the counseling career, isn't it?
Yeah, it kind of is. When I decided to retire, this is kind of what the Lord kind of brought to mind, that I could do this writing. And I love the writing. I don't really like doing all the other stuff. Like, it's embarrassing when, like, talking with you or other people, it's embarrassing talking about it because it is. So I love that people like to read it. I love that I hope they enjoy it. I hope they learn from it. I love that part of it. But it's hard to talk about myself and talk about how it affects me. Yeah.
Well, it is difficult. The creative part is, I've often thought of that, you know, the creative part is one thing. That's a whole different skill set. Then to be the business lady and figure out how it's going to get published, and then be the marketing person that you've got to go out and talk to people you've never met before, like in our conversation, some stranger over the phone talking intimately about the book. So that's a different part of it as well. But you handle it so well, and you've done such an excellent job in bringing these stories to life. Talk about the aspect of the Christian-based values that you're able to talk about. That's sort of a bonus, isn't it, to be able to incorporate that aspect in the stories?
It really is. I like to read lots of different things, but I found in the recent years I really like the authors that have the faith base in it because it's more real to me, and it helps me remember to walk with the Lord, and helps me to remember to bring him into the different situations. And that's my hope, that people will see that there can be adventure, there can be good things, bad things happening, but if the faith is at the core of it, you can get through it and do okay and thrive.
And that seems to be, the audience has been very receptive for that, not just your two books, the movie that you talked about, and we see more and more with movies that nobody really knows a lot about. They're released, and suddenly they're setting box office records because we're thirsty for something like this, aren't we, having a foundation to our life?
Absolutely. I think in all of us there is a hunger and a hole to fill, and I think once we find out that it's Christ, then suddenly everything changes and there's a hole isn't there anymore. And I think we seek things about that in order to fill that hole.
How long does it take you in the writing process once you you do the sort of dream state about what the story is to actually writing it and getting it published? How long was it for both those books? Let's take Glacier Highway. From the time you came up with the concept, developed the characters, and you're holding a copy of the book in your hand for the first time, how long a process was that?
It was about, from the concept to the actual holding it in my hand, it was probably a year or so. The writing I did in about 3 months, 3 or 4 months. But by the time you get it to the publisher and it gets edited and all that kind of stuff, it takes about a year.
Always interesting. We got a couple minutes left here with authors and how they go about the writing process. Did you have this pretty well laid out in your mind? Maybe even the whiteboard with the outline. So when you went to write it, you just sort of basically followed your notes, or did this sort of maybe take off in directions you didn't even realize until you were telling the story?
I think it took off in some different directions mostly. I had the basic scenes in my mind, and then I would think about it. But then when I would sit down to write it, it was just like it would just flow. Like, it was like, oh, yeah, and I need to do this and this. And then I would later be thinking about it, and then something else would come up and say, okay, maybe I need to take this onto a little bit different place this way. So I didn't really have an outline. It was more just like a story. I mean, it was just like a life unfolding is what it felt like, or a picture unfolding. And I just wrote it down.
How difficult is it for you to leave your characters? With the characters you've written, you've brought them to life. I'm sure in your mind, you know who these people are. It's almost real life as you're writing. What's it like when you're done with the story and these characters?
I'm sad.
Okay.
Even when I'm reading, but it's like, they're my friends and they have become a part of my life for this, however long. And I feel like I know them as real people. And so as the end of the book, I guess I always have to end the book in a happy note, just because I want my friends to be happy. So I have to make a happy ending.
Well, I didn't create the two. I'm looking at pictures, even on the book cover, and you feel like you know them. So it has to be difficult to say goodbye to these people at the end of the story. Donna, it's been a pleasure to have you on the program. You did an excellent job talking to a stranger about your book, and I really appreciate you spending some time with us on the program. Congratulations on the success, the wonderful job you did with both of these, Glacier Highway and Glacier House. Hopefully a new book comes out. We'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you so much for being with us on the program.
Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you.
Thank you. Donna Batt, B-A-T-T, is our guest. B as in boy, B-A-T-T, if you're Googling. The book is available at Amazon, all the usual places, ProWilePublishing.com. And I thank them for arranging our conversation today. And, of course, we just go to Donna's website, DonnaBattBooks.com. And all of this is on our website, ThisWeekInAmerica.us. We are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.